Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My son is taking algebra in school this year for his math. Do you remember algebra? I know. The mere mention of it sends groans from our mouths and chills down our spines. What makes it so tough? It is that with algebra, math isn't so concrete anymore. You begin working with variables. The equations no longer just have numbers, but X's and Y's and Z's. And the more variables, the harder the problem, and the harder it is to figure out what to do. But the problems can be figured out, because with the variables, there are also constants. Numbers or values that are definite. And it's the constants that provide a place from which to work and enable the problems to be solved. But even if you don't remember much about algebra or never took it, you know about these things. Because variables and constants are not just the things of math, but the things of life. In your life, there are variables. Things that change. Things that aren't certain. Things that are elusive and undependable. But there are also constants. Things that don't change. And that you can rely on. And like with math, life gets harder when the variables increase. When there are too many uncertain and undependable and changing things in your life, and not enough certain ones, then you don't know what to do. Then come the groans and the shivers and the confusion and the fears. And that's where the Father in the Holy Gospel for today was. He didn't know what to do. He had a son with an unclean spirit. He'd had it since his childhood for a number of years. It tormented him greatly and put him in physical danger. The Father had undoubtedly done all that he could do, but nothing worked. And then with great hope, one day he asked Jesus' disciples to help him and cast out this spirit. But even this failed. And now there was a great argument going on between the Jewish scribes and the disciples and the crowds that had gathered, all this while he, the Father, was at the very end of his rope on very shaky ground. For what could he count on? His faith? He tried. But his faith was one day up and one day down, one day strong and the next day weak. One day full of hope and the next day filled with fear. Just like you and me. No, his faith was not a constant he could count on. Neither could he count on his friends. They were using the occasion to argue while his son continued to be tormented. He couldn't count on his own strength or steadfastness. That was quickly slipping away. And his good works, what good were they? He couldn't even do good for who mattered most to him, for his own son. His life was filled with confusion, uncertainty, and failure. What would the unclean spirit do next? What would he do next? What would happen next? There were too many variables. And, well, were there any constants? As we remembered on Friday, September 11th, 2001 was such a day for many people. The death of a loved one is such a time for many people. A difficult medical diagnosis. The loss of a job. Moving to a new home in a strange place. Friends turning on you and letting you down. All can be such times. Times when we feel the ground giving way beneath us and all the variables are piling up and we are so shaky we don't feel as if we can even take one more step. And not knowing what to do, we cry out with the father of this boy, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. There is your constant. When all the variables and even the constants in our lives that we thought we could count on have let us down, there is one who remains constant. Not that he wasn't always there. It's just that we keep substituting other things we think we can stand on, but that always let us down. There is only one who is reliable. Only one who is the constant to solve the variables. Only one who, as we prayed, is our support and defense in every need. The one who, as Isaiah said, set his face like flint to go to the cross. The cross where there is nothing variable. The cross where there is only the constant of God laying down his life in love for you. The cross where there is the constant of God taking away your sin and paying for it himself. The cross where there is the constant of God to provide for you what you otherwise would not have. Life and hope. And so you have a constant in this very variable life. Namely, Jesus. And so in answer to this father's need, Jesus drives out the unclean spirit with his word. Good, right? Well, yes. Though at first it seems as if this too has been a colossal failure. That instead of saving the boy, he has killed him. For we're told he looked like a corpse, and most of them said he is dead. But no. Our constant remains constant. And what looks like death is turned to life. Jesus takes him by the hand and raises him to a new life. It is a small picture of the cross. Another place where it seems as if this has all been a colossal failure. Where another son, instead of being saved, was killed and was a corpse and was placed dead into the ground. And it seemed as if the unclean spirits had won. But again, no. Our constant remains constant. And death is turned to life as Jesus rises from the dead to a new life. And that is a small picture of what has happened to you as well. For Jesus has come to you and driven out your unclean spirit with his word and water in holy baptism. Good, right? Well, yes. Though at first perhaps you look at your life now and it seems as if it has been a colossal failure. For still you have sin and death instead of life. But no. Your constant remains constant. As in the midst of sin and death, Jesus here and now reaches out His hand to you and raises you in forgiveness. Jesus reaches out with His hand and feeds you with His body and blood. He reaches out and gives you new life. And these we can rely on are constants, our hope and life in a very uncertain world. Now, Satan wants you to think otherwise, that Jesus is just another variable in your life that you cannot really rely on. And we believe it sometimes, don't we? Wondering about God, what He is doing, why He isn't doing what we think He should be doing, and thinking Him unreliable. But still He remains constant. And repentance is turning back to our constant, to receive from Him what will not fail, His forgiveness and life. That's the meaning of that funny statement at the end of the gospel we heard today. When Jesus says, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. That doesn't mean that prayer is some kind of magic formula, or that this was some kind of super demon. It means that there is only one constant, one power that can give us life. And that is Jesus. For prayer is the voice of faith. Faith that turns to our Lord for all that is needed. Repenting and despairing of ourselves. And turning to Him where He has promised to be for us. And receiving from Him what He has promised to give to us. And He does not let us down. Like the disciples, we have to learn that. Perhaps you too think you should be able to do it. Perhaps you too have turned to Jesus and said, how come I can't do it? How come I keep failing and sinning and doubting and falling? The truth is, you could never do it. The good news is, you don't have to. You are not your constant. Jesus is your constant. The one who came and did it for you. His perfect life. His death in your place. His resurrection from the dead, His forgiveness and salvation, His life and hope, all is yours from Him. For that is the way of it with Jesus. He does what you can't to give you what you do not have. That from the first page of your life to the last, He be the constant. His forgiveness, His life, His love, giving you your peace, your hope, and your joy. Giving. Until that day when His voice will call again, and He reaches out His hand one more time to take hold of you and pull you from the grave. That day is the day when all variables will finally pass away. and Christ are constant will be all in all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.